The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Sunday. Actually, it's Monday here in Dallas. I don't know about you, where you are, but it is Monday morning here in Dallas. It is 12:30 a.m., and I hope you're having a great morning or evening or whatever, wherever you are. Welcome to the Off Limits Show. I'm Donovan, your host, as usual. Tonight, we're going to talk about whatever is on your mind. If you have something you'd like to talk to me about, feel free to call in. The number is 936. Oh, sorry, wrong person. The number is 323-843-6160. I've got a caller from 936. I'll get to you in just a minute. But first, I just wanted to say that lately I've been talking a lot about politics and on my show the past few days, and today we're going to talk about whatever is on your mind. If you have a question or something you'd like to ask me, feel free. So there was an earthquake actually here in Dallas. There's been three earthquakes in the past 2 days here in Dallas, and actually it was felt in my area where I live in Dallas, which is really fucking bizarre considering that we're in Dallas, Texas, and not, you know, LA or anything. It was really weird to me to, you know, be anywhere near an earthquake. But anyway, yeah, so we had earthquakes here. We've been having earthquakes for a while, actually, the past few years. They say it's because of fracking, if you guys know what that is, where you dig really deep, you push water really deep underground to get natural gas out of the ground. It's really controversial practice, but it is something that people are doing these days. And it's causing earthquakes because it's going so deep into the ground, it's disturbing the crust or whatever. And so it's creating fault lines. Not like, you know, the San Andreas fault or whatever, but it's creating earthquakes here. So it's been really fucking weird to have earthquakes in Dallas, Texas, but we have been. So who the fuck knows? I remember when I was like a teenager, there was this movie called The Big One. And it was about how the big one could hit all these cities all over the United States and how their fault lines all over the country. And, of course, they showed in the movie, it was like, you know, L.A. and the big one hitting like a 9.0 or whatever hitting L.A. and how it would fucking be just devastating to that city. But here they showed actually then, I remember when I was like, I don't know, I was like 16 or something. It said like 2015 or something, Dallas was expected to have an earthquake. A relatively large earthquake. So this is kind of putting us on, you know, par or on schedule to actually have a big earthquake here in Dallas. It's just going to be fucking weird. But anyway, but the last few days, like I said, I was talking a lot about politics and talking about, you know, what's going on with the election and that sort of thing. I was surprised, you know, I've been off of Blog Talk Radio for a while. I kind of took a hiatus for about 6 months, eight months, something like that. I did it on my own site for a while, which is offlimitsshow.com, by the way, if you want to check that out. But I also had started a magazine of my own, which I was still doing, which is called Moot Magazine. You can go there, MOOTMAGAZINE.com. If you're liberal-minded, you'll like it. If you're not, you'll probably hate it. But there it is. I have writers, et cetera. I've slowed down on that because, honestly, it's very difficult to produce a magazine as well as run three businesses and work on a master's degree all at the same time. But it is still in production. So you can get an actual print copy, or you can go on the website and read it as well if you're interested in that. But what I was going to say is, you know, so I've been off here for a while, and I actually, the first three shows I've had a lot, I mean, the listeners haven't been a lot of listeners necessarily in the chat room, you know, I've had like between 5 and 10 most times, and maybe one night I had like one when I first came back, because somebody knew I was around or whatever, I guess, but the people who actually listened in the archives there's been hundreds of people listening to the show, which really didn't surprise me that much, because kind of the titles of my show were pretty much, you know, kind of incendiary, I guess, you know, because it's like one was like, you know, gay, why all Republicans are evil, and the other one was like, you know, Obama versus Romney, the other one was like, you know, the 2012 election, wake the fuck up. So I know you guys probably have heard that video that Samuel L. Jackson did for the Jewish something or other. I can't remember the name of the organization that was promoting Obama, but it was really fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. And it's actually very true. You can see it on YouTube, but it's called Wake the Fuck Up, and look it up on YouTube. And it's like 3 minutes long. It's really funny. But anyway, so I've been talking about politics a lot lately, and tonight I just talk about whatever Ascot, yes, I know. They used to do it a long time ago, but this seemed a little bit different because I actually, before what would happen, BTR would actually flood the room with people, listeners or whatever, and I was like, wow. But so I know they used to do that before. That's how they used to do it. They used to flood the room with, like, guess, you know, and to try to get your numbers up or whatever. So I know not all of those people are actually listening, but I do know that there are probably a third of those people are actually real because of my website and Facebook, et cetera, kind of checking those things out. But let's talk about whatever's on your mind. So if you guys actually have been interested in talking tonight, feel free to call 323-843-6160. Hold on just a minute. So I'm going to take a quick break, come back and take we've got three callers on the line here. So we'll take the first caller in just 1 minute. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back with you.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh, oh, tell me that you've had.
All right, so we're back. So anyway, if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. Let's see what this person has to say. 347, you're on the air. Hello, 347. Okay, I guess I have nothing to say. What was I going to say here? Sorry, I got a little sidetracked. Yeah, there are a couple of other gay-themed talk shows on VTR. My show's not really gay-themed, I guess. I mean, I have, like, the Sunday show is kind of gay-themed, I guess, because I'm gay, but I call it the Gay Guy Clubhouse. But the other shows I do typically are not, like, gay-themed. They're just hosted by a gay person, so you know what I mean. But there's another show on VTR with two lesbian chicks who are very different than me, but they're on here every dine almost. I Screech and Baby or something like that. I remember the name of it. They're kind of fun to listen to. And then there's also another one I started recently. But, yeah, there's just a few of us on here. BTR is very conservative and very anti-gay and very – I mean, it's full of people who hate gay people and all that shit. So, you know, I'm very used to it because it was like that when I first came on here, and it's always been that way and it always will be. It's owned by very conservative people, so it doesn't surprise me that that is kind of the way it is on here, but you know, whatever, it is what it is. So that's why there's not a whole lot of gay people on here or whatever, not even a lot of liberal people on here. All the political shows are very you know, conservative based, almost all of them. I have a really hard time finding a liberal based show on this thing. But like I was saying in the chat room, you know, I do this show because it's fun for me, and, you know, it lets me kind of get things off my chest and lets me say what I want to say. It's sort of like a blog, essentially a verbal blog, you know, Blog Talk Radio. So it's really not like something I'm doing because, you know, people on here think they're going to become famous or something. I do it because I'm just bored. You know, when I'm bored, I have a show. And when I'm, you know, not, I'm not on here. So usually it's late at night like this, and I'm a night owl, and I'm always up really late. And I probably use them up till 6 a.m. I work for myself, so it's okay for me to do that. But I'm not somebody who really, you know, is fits in on BTR. So, but it doesn't really matter to me. I just do it for the fun of it. But I do appreciate those of you who do listen to the show, who actually do, the two of you in archives, who probably are only two of you or 10 of you or 30 or 40 or whatever, but I know it's not 500 or whatever, which is ridiculous. But I do think BTR definitely pads their numbers, and of course they would never admit that, but I'm sure they do. But anyway, if you want to call in, number 323-843-6160, that's 323-843-6160. There was a thing on, I saw, I don't know if you guys know who Honey Boo Boo is, that stupid girl from the dance show. I can't remember the name of the show she's on, but what the hell is the name of that stupid show she's on? I don't know. But anyway, it's that girl. She's like the country bumpkin girl who was like in the dance thing, that mean lady. And she recently came out. Somebody asked her what she thought about gay people. And she said, "Ain't nothing wrong with being gay. Everybody a little gay." So I think that's hopeful for people in the future. I mean, if little Honey Boo Boo says it, then it must be true. It's pretty funny, though. That show is so fucking scary. I've never seen the show where she was like a dance student, but I saw clips of the show she's on now about her life and her mom and stuff. And they like eat rabbit and shoot their own food and shit like that. I mean, it's fucking frightening. I mean, I'm from the South, but I'm from Texas, and a very long, 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 long line of Southerners. But nobody in my family's ever gone out and shot their own, you know, meal or anything that I know of. I don't know, maybe they have, but who the fuck knows. But the mom and the daughter are so just like, I don't know, like day class A. I don't know the word. Just sort of, well, I do know the word, but I don't want to use that word. So it's kind of embarrassing to me that these people have a show. But to have a fucking show today, you can do anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be able to sing or act or you know, anything. You just have to be like entertaining or a fucked up mess, and you get your own show these days. So, I mean, anybody can pretty much be on their own show these days. what's her face, the Kardashians and people like that. I can't fucking stand them. And Paris Hilton and people like that. And you know what Paris Hilton said about gay people? That she said, gay guys are disgusting. Most probably have AIDS, she said, by the way. That was like a week ago or so. She was caught taped in a cab saying that. And I got to say, you know, first of all, I don't give a shit what Paris Hilton has to say, first of all. I mean, who the fuck gives a shit what this bobblehead has to say? But the fact is that, you know, all the people who are doing her hair, her makeup, her lighting, her photography, her interior design, her bags she wears, her fashion she wears, all the shit that matters to this little bobblehead, you know, basically, probably most of them are gay, and most of Hollywood are gay. So for her to even say this kind of shit's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, first of all, let's look at gay men, first of all, okay? So I'm a gay guy. Now look, men are men. No matter if you're a straight guy, you're a gay guy. Men, what do men think about most of the time? Men think about sex most of the time, okay? So whether you're gay or you're straight, you think about sex a lot, most men, okay? So gay, straight, whatever. Now, when you're a straight guy, straight men, their sexual, you know, appetite, so to speak, is kept in check by what? By women. Because women keep the men in line sexually. They keep them committed or whatever, and, you know, if they're in a marriage or whatever, right? So when you have a man and a woman, the woman usually keeps the guy's sexuality in check. But when you have two men together, there's nobody around to tell you you can't have sex or whatever. So gay men usually, if they're not in a relationship or whatever, usually are a lot more promiscuous than straight guys are, only because straight guys can't do that usually. Straight guys have to wine and dine and all that shit with the women. Well, gay guys don't have to go through all that shit. So there's like a cut to the chase with men. If you're with lesbians, it's the opposite, because women are women the way they are. They typically, you know, they move in on the first date together. They say, you know, lesbians bring a U-Haul on their first date because they're like commit like right away. So, I mean, these are obviously stereotypes, and obviously not everybody's like that, but it's true to some degree. I mean, I'm gay, and I'm telling you that that's somewhat true. So, oh, it looks like we've got callers again. Hold on. Let's see what they have to say. 347, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling for general reading.
You want a general reading?
Yes.
Like a tarot card reading?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Chris.
Oh, Chris. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second, Chris. Let me get my cards. Hold on a minute. Okay. Let me get my cards. So Chris wants me to do a tarot card reading for him, so I'll do a tarot card reading for him. I'll be back in like 2 seconds. Sorry. Be right back. Sorry about that. So I had to get my cards, Chris. One second, here you are. So, Chris, what do you want to know?
I want to know mostly about love.
You mean about your love life? You always ask about your love life every time you call my show. Okay. hold on a second. I'm going to shuffle the cards and tell me when to stop shuffling them, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Ooh. Okay. Did you recently just get over something, like a recent breakup or something?
What? I wouldn't say a break. Well,
let me just tell you what it's because I've got the ten of. The first card is the Ten of Swords reversed, and that's like a really bad card when it's right side up. But when it's when it's yours is reversed. So essentially it's talking about the worst part being over. So you had some kind of major change in your life recently, something that seriously happened in your life, a drastic change. You asked about love, so something pertaining to love probably, or someone close to you, maybe left your life, something major recently happened to you. Then we have the Six of Pentacles reversed, and when it's right side up, good card, yours is reversed. So right now, it seems like you may be having some money troubles or something of that nature. Something financial is really bothering you right now. I don't know if this has to do with your love life, but it definitely shows you're having some financial issues right now, or you're having money problems. Then we have the Magician card reversed as well. Almost all your cards, actually every single one of your cards is reversed. We have the Magician card, and the Magician card reversed is basically telling you that your energies are sort of blocked, so creatively and romantically or whatever. So you may be feeling kind of sexually frustrated right now, and like you're looking to have sex or looking to have a relationship or something, but you're not really able to find it. So you seem frustrated in this department for sure. There's a woman around you, a girl, whatever, Queen of Wands reversed, someone with maybe red hair, possibly your fair skin. She's kind of a, I don't know how you explain her, she's kind of a kind of the dark side of, if she's reversed, she's kind of the dark side of female. So she's probably somebody not to be trusted, or somebody you wouldn't really want to put your kind of your trust in. She's kind of somebody who uses her feminine wiles to get her way, or seduces men. She lies to get her way, dominates, you know, that kind of woman. So that's somebody that's around you now, or definitely in the picture soon, that I would definitely watch out for and not trust with your heart. She's definitely not somebody to be trusted. Then we have got the Two of Pentacles reversed, and that's basically telling you that you're out of balance. Your life is out of balance. And I think the last time I read for you, which was like a year ago, whatever, if I recall, it was a similar situation. But anyway, it's basically telling you you're basically disorganized. Your life is disorganized. Your financial picture is disorganized. You're definitely not in the place you need to be. Somebody that was with you could have stolen money from you or something, or was about to steal money from you. So I definitely think that you're kind of spread too thin, and you're financially, this is more financial stuff again. Two more cards left. We've got the King of Wands, and we've got the Six of Swords. And basically saying you are still sort of in the same place you were before. I mean, you're not, it doesn't seem like you've made a whole lot of progress romantically. So it's telling you that you need to get your own shit together, which I recall last time I talked to you like a year ago, you had the same issue. You need to actually get your own shit together before you can actually expect to have something romantic that lasts or whatever. Even if somebody's in your life right now, don't expect it to last, because you yourself are not together. You are not like in the place you need to be in your life. You're focusing on the wrong things. You're focusing on romantic relationships, and you should really be focusing on your financial picture and sort of your career. And the last thing I'm showing you is the Six of Swords, like I said, and that's telling you basically there's some rough times ahead for you romantically still. Every time I talk to you, it's a negative reading, but you really. Basically, so this is the overall reading. Basically, it's telling me you came out of something recently, some major change in your life of some sort. You're having financial problems. You're sexually frustrated. You're definitely wanting to have a relationship or something, whether it's sexual or romantic. There's someone around you, a female, that is not to be trusted, that may have red hair or light fair skin, because it's the Queen of Wands reversed, and she's definitely a seductress and someone who definitely is going to make, probably try to seduce you, or may make you think she's into you and really just trying to use you possibly for money from you, or steal something from you. She might steal from you possibly. And it's telling you overall that in terms of your love life right now and in your future, it is not looking too good for you. There's rough waters ahead, and that you need to get your own shit together first. Okay. So do you want to ask me something else? What was, need that clarify anything for you?
You say anything for the next year?
I did through the next year. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it just old dad?
What's that?
Is it old? Will you say it's old dad or?
Well, just what I said. I mean, you basically it's saying you. I don't know if you're in a relationship or just got out of one or whatever, but there's something, someone around you, about to be around you, that you should not trust, a female. And she's going to steal from you. She's going to use you, essentially, for whatever she needs to get from you. And then she's going to toss you aside, essentially. So this is in the next year. And so in the next year, that's all I see is this woman, this girl, woman, whatever, coming around. She seems to be maybe a little older than you. I'm not sure, but because it's a queen and not anyway. So I think that that's pretty much the reading. You need to focus on yourself and just be guarded when this woman comes into your life, if she's not already around you already, and don't trust her with your heart because she's going to fuck you over. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry
to give you a bad reading again, but I know every time I give you a reading, it's horrible, but it seems to me that you need to get your shit together. I don't know what that means. Are you working right now or not?
Yeah, but I'm looking for another job.
Okay. So are you unemployed?
I'm employed at the moment, but it's not like a good job.
Right. Okay. So you are having possibly, money's tight right now, right? Or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So someone's going to come around you that is going to try to take advantage of you. And I definitely would not be, I'd be wary of her. But your financial picture, like I said before, you need to focus on that right now. Focus on your financial picture because romantically in the next year, I don't really see anything major happening for you. I mean, it sounds like definitely not your soulmate or anything. And how old are you anyway? Like 20 something?
25.
Okay, come on. You've got plenty of time. So don't worry about that shit. You need to get your fucking career together first and then worry about that. It'll come along. Just don't worry about it. But right now, the next year, focus on your career, get your financial picture in order, and then you'll start to attract the kind of women that want you for you, not people who just want to use you, you know? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helped. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. All right. So that was a reading for Chris. Anybody else wants a free reading or something? Give me a call. The number is 323-843-6160, and you can we can talk to you about whatever's going on with you. Okay, so let me take a quick break again. Sorry to keep taking breaks, but getting sidetracked here. I'll be right back. You're on the air. Hello, 918. Can I help you?
Oh, hey. Hey, my name's Angela.
Angela, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, you talked about Honey Boo Boo earlier, and I just had to ask you, had you seen the recipe they use for their sketty, or however they say it?
Sketty, right. no, I remember.
Oh, my God. It is so scary. So, so freaking scary.
Deal with it.
Well, they use the I Can't Believe It's Not Better tub, and they mix that with ketchup, and that's their spaghetti sauce.
My God. Seriously?
They put it in the microwave. I didn't know people would actually do that because I thought it would, you know, kill them really quickly. Because margarine, you know, they use that to fatten up turkeys, and they stopped using that because it killed the turkeys. My uncle had a turkey farm way, way back in the day. It killed the turkeys. And just, I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I should believe by looking at them, the texture of their skin, their hair, the, oh,
well, you know,
it's scary.
Cultural, I think. I mean, people grow up learning to use butter and margarine and just slather it on and not have any kind of concern for their health, and that's what happens, so, unfortunately. So where are you calling?
Even real butter, I mean, oh. That was the first time I watched the show was tonight because I've heard about it. I'm like, oh, that was so scary.
Where are you calling? Hello?
I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? What's going on tonight?
Oh, just can't sleep. I have conditioner on my hair right now, so.
So how did you find out about my show?
I was a little bit bored. So I went to see what was on Blog Talk because I leave the conditioner on my hair for some time. So I usually listen to a show or something. And then when you talked about Honey Boo Boo, I thought, well, I got to ask him if he's seen that, the how they cook their sketty. You know, I'm just, oh, my God. I mean, I'm probably going to have nightmares. I just, oh, it was that bad. And then the baby with two thumbs. Oh,
no. What's that? They have a child with two thumbs?
Oh, you have got to watch their season finale. One of the teenagers that's Honey Boo Boo's half-sister is pregnant, and she has her baby. I forget the name of the baby. But it's born with two thumbs, a parasite thumb. And apparently, I read something online about a parasite arm that was on the back. They removed that one. It's just kind of crazy. The girl has, it's a little baby girl. The girl has six fingers on one hand.
Oh, my God, that's scary. That's really frightening. What,
yeah.
Inbreeding, or what's that from?
Well, I mean, sometimes a child will have a parasite limb or maybe a twins that didn't quite form correctly. Could be a genetic disorder, mitochondria disorder, or it could be inbreeding on one of the parents' sides. So
heard about the twins with two heads. I can't remember their names. They're grown now. 22. Mm-hmm. They're 22-year-old.
Yeah, they have a show. They share, like, the same bladder, the same uterus, but they have separate hearts and, of course, separate brains and all that.
Three sets of lungs or three hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really amazing. I'm just curious what they're going to do when they get older and they want to date and, you know, that's just, I think, kind of sad, but I think
Well, I think it's kind of like the Chinese or maybe they were Japanese. They were twins. Yang and Chang and something. They were married to two women, and they all slept in the same bed. So
that's bizarre. That's so strange.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is a little bizarre.
Do you watch any of the shows on Bravo?
Oh, I watch the New Jersey Housewives. I'm kind of addicted to that one. I'm kind of snarky about it. I can't stand Teresa. Stand her.
Did you watch? Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm, I can.
Did you watch the reunion tonight?
I watched it.
Did you think?
You know, it was surprising. You know, I don't understand why they keep that Teresa on there. I don't think she's going to be on there next season.
That's the only reason she's on there. She's a horrible
But
right?
Who wants to watch the end of a train wreck? No one does. You like to watch it happening, but you never want to watch the end. And
great.
Teresa's at the end of the train wreck.
You're right about that. I do. She is going to end up alone, by the way. I think she's going to – her husband's going to leave her. Obviously, he's already cheating on her. And her kids are probably going to end up hating her when they're older. And, I mean, I just can imagine her having a really good ending, like you're saying. Her life is kind of going down the wrong way. It's going to be really sad. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Well, I'm cahoots with some other fans that don't like her. And one of them lives in the same town that she lives in. And Child Protective Services, or they call it something else up there, has been called.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, my God. The woman is a complete fake. She does not know how to be authentic at all. And
no.
She's out of her teeth constantly. She's like, cameras on her. She acts one way, and they're not. She acts another. So, I mean, the woman really is a disgrace. I can't stand her. But But you know,
she needs some help. I mean, I think in the beginning maybe she was nice, but the woman needs some help. I mean, maybe it's a genetic problem. They talked about how her mom would lie also on the on that reunion show tonight.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking when they said your mom, she said, Kathy says your mom lies too, just like you or whatever. I was like, So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So
yeah, and someone needs to rescue poor Tia. She's the one that's being the parent, you know, and just that's too much stress on a young woman like that or young lady. Well, she's not even a lady; she's still a child. What's she, 10, 11?
Yeah, was it Gia? Or, which what's their names? Gia is the oldest, right?
Mm-hmm. And Gabriella, Antonia. No. That's the Melissa's daughter. I can't remember all their names. All I know is that they're all spoiled, except for Gia. I don't think Gia is that spoiled.
Yeah, I think they're all spoiled.
Well, I don't think that money matters to her. Like, it disgusts her. You can see in her facials that, you know, the way her mother acts and way her mother loves materialism disgusts her.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, can you blame her? I mean, that kid, the poor kid, has gone through, witnessed a lot and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that show. I mean, it's only because of the train wreck, but, you know, I think it's fun. Do you watch any of the other cities or only New Jersey?
Beverly Hills, because I'm moving to, what's it called? I always forget the name of it. It's where Kim Richards used to live. It's in Thousand Oaks. It's Westlake Village.
Yeah, okay, cool. That'll be fun. That'll be nice.
I'm moving out there. That I find interesting.
Did you watch, what do you think about Taylor and all she went through last year and all that kind of stuff on the show?
My heart goes out to her because I've been in an abusive relationship. But I think she really sets herself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
Some women do this, you know, because it's a lot safer than trying to do well.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's sad. You know, and I think it's tragic. I don't think he was murdered. You know, I think he just couldn't control his life and he couldn't deal with it. So he killed himself.
Telling man, he couldn't control his life, therefore he probably didn't take that. Yeah, I read her book, actually, and her book was pretty good. I don't know how much of it was true, but, I mean, if it was true, it was a really fascinating read. I mean, she talked about all the way from her life before the show through suicide. And you get, if it's true, I mean, you definitely have a different picture of her and a different feeling about her. You know, she seems really weak and everything else, and she is. In the book, she admits it. She's a weak person, and she doesn't want to stand on her own, and she loved Russell, and she felt like she committed to him, and she couldn't break up with him, even though he kept hitting her and everything else, and blah, blah, blah. But there's another side to her, I think. So, yeah, the book was really good, though. But her show...
Well, do you think my thoughts were right, that she sets herself up for failure? On purpose.
Right. Her whole life she's done that. Mm-hmm. And her, if you read her life, her pattern is like to do that. She literally does that almost like subconsciously on purpose or whatever. So, yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She absolutely does. But now she's forced to kind of take care of things on her own and kind of stand on her own. And so it'll be interesting to see this season how she, you know, is from everything, I think. It'll be fun.
Those are like the two housewives things that I actually watch is Beverly Hills and New Jersey.
You're getting a divorce, by the way.
Who's getting a divorce?
Maloof from Beverly Hills, the one with the plastic surgeon doctor, the huge hat.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, the way she talked to him. You can't treat a man like that.
No.
You can't talk to a man like that and expect to keep him.
Exactly. She put him
no
down.
No matter how much money you have. A lot of people are not for sale. Maybe she is, but I don't think her husband ever was.
Well, she, in terms of being for sale, I mean, she has more money than he does, and she always has.
Well, that's what I was saying, you know. It doesn't matter how much money you have, you know, you can't talk to him that way. Or talk to a man that way, even if you're a woman that has money.
Constantly. It was bad, I know. Yeah, and Lisa Vanderpump is back on that show as well as...
Oh, I just love her. Do you love her?
Who's fabulous. She's, I love her. She said
that. Yeah, she is. She's something else.
And Brandy, I can't stand. I don't really like her, but she's back on the show. She's actually a housewife now, I think. You know, before she was kind of in the periphery of everything, but now on the show now.
I think she'll go to rehab either this year or next year.
She's already, hasn't she? I think she went in the summer or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, did she? Well, it already happened then.
And then who else is left? Oh, that $25,000 glasses chick is gone. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I felt really bad for her.
What is the deal with her? Now, talk about someone.
It's just like she had so much raw pain. So much raw pain. You know, just that must have been horrible to feel. I think she would allow herself to feel that pain. She wouldn't numb it.
Well, she did it with money, yeah. That's how she did it, or she
was
trying to be that way anyway, or appear that way. So why are you moving to California from Oklahoma?
Oh, it's a man. If you want to get your cards out, you can, because I'm not for certain now. I'm like, oh, I don't know. We had a disagreement not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Hold on.
And he's suddenly been busy with his work lately. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Did you say your name was Angela?
Yes, my name's Angela.
All right. Tell me when to stop shuffling, okay? Here we go. What do you want to know about your love life? Or your, what's the guy's name?
Bobby. But, I mean, his real name's Robert, but Bobby's his name.
Okay, here we go. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Right there.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Anyway, he seems to be a pretty faithful guy to me. He's the first card of the Pentacles, which is a kind of a faithful man and reliable and secure, et cetera. And he probably has some money, which is represented by the Pentacles. And then we have the Ace of Swords card. You know, I don't know if you... Let me just look at all the cards real quick. Hold on a second. So you've got the Ace of Swords. You've got the Nine of Pentacles reversed, which is not good. Okay, so it's not a bad reading. Anyway, so you've got the Nine of Pentacles, like I said, he's stable, whatever, and insecure and financially secure, whatever it looks like. You've got the Ace of Swords next, and that's a sense of power, kind of coming into your own and being successful and leading to new things for yourself, emerging kind of from some possibly some bad times, but generally it's a really good card. Then you have the Nine of Pentacles reversed, and that's usually a woman or it's a situation where he's very well off and very you know, taken care of or whatever, or takes care of herself, actually. But she is reversed in the situation. So in that instance, it's meaning probably there's some sort of loss of money, possibly unexpected losses of money. Possibly you have, for example, the two of you are together and you're building wealth of some sort together, and somehow you're going to lose it. You're not going to have as much money as you're thinking you're going to have. You're going to have as easy a way as you're thinking. You have the Page of Swords next, who is someone who's very valiant, a girl or in your situation, valiant and kind of capricious, I guess is the word. She is somebody who, this is your overall kind of card, by the way, and she's somebody who's kind of, she's strong, and she looks out for herself. You could say she's an independent woman, I guess you'd say, and visiting you. So.
Visiting me?
Representing you, sorry. So it's also showing you making travel and changes in your life and unexpected changes in your life. So what I'm doing right now is I'm kind of interpreting everything. When I get to the end, wrap it up for you in one little pretty package. But
okay.
Somebody who kind of is, you know, like I said, capricious and kind of self-sufficient. Then you have, there's three cards left, and you have the Eight of Wands reversed, and in that situation, you're talking about something, a situation that slows down and doesn't kind of go as fast as it was before. Then you have the Six of Cups, which is about nostalgia, wanting something from your past, revisiting your past, and you have the last card, the High Priestess, reversed. Okay, so overall, what I'm saying, this is what it means, is you've got the Knight of Pentacles. Okay, he seems to be a stand-up guy for the most part. He doesn't seem like he's cheating on you or anything, and he seems to have financial success or financial security. The two of you may start as enterprise together, or you may start some sort of business. I don't know what I'm seeing, but there's something about, in the cards, I mean, there's something about an enterprise or starting something new together. I assume it's you guys moving off together. And then you've got the Nine of Pentacles reversed, so that's saying you're somehow not going to be quite as successful together as you may have wanted to be. So that could mean, obviously, your relationship, since we're talking about your relationship. It's showing you as an independent woman, so it's showing you, it's not saying there's a breakup or anything necessarily, but it's showing you kind of on your own. Maybe, I don't know if he's really busy a lot or travels a lot or whatever.
He's very into his business.
Well,
he sells real estate.
Okay, it seems like you might feel a little alone once you get settled out there or whatever, like you're kind of on your own to some degree.
Oh, the rodeo, that must be what that's about. In the summer, he does rodeos.
Oh, you missed it.
In the future, I can see that might be a problem for me if he doesn't check in, if he doesn't call like he should.
Right, yeah, and that would make you worry, et cetera. So I definitely see that being an issue for you. After that, things kind of slowing down, and maybe things are going hot and heavy now or in your relationship, but sort of coming to a more, you know, typical kind of a pace for a relationship, you know, which is normal. And then you have your High Priestess card. The only thing about the High Priestess card for you, though, is that it's reversed in a situation. And so typically when it's, you know, right side up, it means listening to your intuition. And so it's saying that you're not listening to your intuition somehow in this situation. So someone around you, maybe, I don't know, saying something to you. There's something that you're not seeing. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Something you're not seeing here. And I don't know if you, it seems to me like you may have a really strong sexual attraction to this guy. And
oh my God, it's incredible. I mean, I've never even considered marriage before. I mean, actually going through with the engagement. But yeah, him, I mean, he's different.
Yeah, and that could be impairing your judgment. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that
okay, well, that might be true.
The sex is so good that you're maybe relationship with him, things that aren't really there. So you might want to step back and listen to your intuition and what you feel about him outside of the sexual relationship you have with him, the draw, the, you know, the chemistry you have with him that way. Because it seems like there's something about him you're not seeing. Or something, maybe
I feel like he's hiding something. I'm not for certain what it is, but I can smell it. I can smell it, and it's strong. And he wants to have a family, like he wants another child. And, I mean, he's older than I am. Maybe that's the priestess thing, I don't know, not coming forth. I don't know. I mean, I'm 43. I mean, I love children, but, I mean, I'm 43, you know what I'm saying. Yep. You know, the eggs aren't fresh anymore, and... Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, you definitely, there's something, like I said, there's something that you're not seeing, and you're blinded by the sex and the attraction you have for him to some degree. So
awful. I mean, how do you fix that?
Well, I can not have sex with him every single time you see him. And try.
Well, actually, I've never had sex with him yet.
I haven't. You're just attracted to him. Really.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. I mean, just the sound of his voice, and I'm gone. You know, just... I've never had that before in my life. I've never been married. Never lived with a man. You know, not that I'm obsessed with living with him, but the thought of living without him, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, what is it that you, I mean, whatever he is hiding, the cards say he's something hiding, something is being hidden from you or not brought to light somehow. I don't know if it's bad or good, but there's something that you're not seeing.
I can't. I honestly can't see it. And I'm pretty intuitive myself. And there's just something that he's hiding, and I don't know what this is. And part of me thinks that it's not a big deal, but I don't like secrets. I hate secrets.
Well, that's good. You should hate secrets, especially if something whatever you're with. You shouldn't have them. But my advice is simply to how much do you know? How long have you been with him or whatever?
Well, we've talked for like 4 years, but nothing serious until last year, last summer.
Okay, so last...
And something just shifted. Everything shifted last summer.
Summer 2012 or 2011?
2011.
All right. So that's a pretty good time. But you're not in the same location? Does he live in...
No. He has a ranch down in Texas, and he has that place out in California, and he's a true Texan. His pool's in the shape of the state of Texas. So, I mean, he has some very strong beliefs, as I have some strong beliefs. I see that being an issue. And I also have a daughter that's transgender. You know, she's 15 now. And
okay,
you know, it's just a lot of complications.
Is he okay with your daughter?
Oh, yeah. You know, he thinks he can straighten her out. But now I'm at the point where maybe that can't be straightened out. You know, and I'm adjusting to it. This has been a new thing the last couple months. And, you know, now looking back... I mean, I can see exactly when everything shifted. She was 9. That's when she wanted to start dressing as a tomboy. Previously, she had been raped when she was 5 years old, and he was convicted of rape 1 by instrumentation and lewd molestation.
Hmm.
And we went through the trial and everything. And I think it all stems from that. I mean, just a few days ago, her hair was down to her high knee almost. She chopped it off to where it's like 2 inches tall in certain areas. And I kid you not, the hairstyle looks exactly like her rapist. And it's bothering me such a great deal. And we just finally got a psychiatrist that specializes more in what she's dealing with, the issues. And I don't know what to do for her. I feel very helpless. I feel very helpless because I can see she's in a great deal of pain. But this is causing me a lot of inconvenience. I know that sounds shallow, but I live in a conservative world where this is not...
Oklahoma? Really? No.
You know, I homeschool my daughters. I do a lot of philanthropy. I can't talk tonight. I've had some dental work done. Well, anyway, I just live in a world like she could wear tomboy clothes, but something like cutting her hair in that style isn't going to go over well. So my story is that we're donating the hair to Lots of Love, and they messed up the hairstyle. My story. Well, I got to protect her. I can't let her be bullied by these mothers.
Openly transgender or not?
She's not openly. We live in Oklahoma. Yeah. I live in Tulsa. I homeschool my daughters. I have 2. And one of the homeschool groups I used to be in, they kicked me out because they found out I was a Democrat. They said I lied. I'm a conservative. I'm just a conservative liberal. You know, I believe in pro-life, but I believe a woman should still have the choice if she so chooses. You know, I'm not a cold-hearted person. You know, I'm not going to enforce my viewpoints on other people. And have you heard of the Tea Party?
Of course.
Well, the lady that does the We Are America, the anthem for the Tea Party, she was in that same homeschool group. Now, tell me I wasn't in hell. And just... Because these were normal people 3 years prior to this. And then the Tea Party formed, and they turned into the zealots. And,
oh.
You know, it was scary.
Right, it is, yes. It absolutely is.
So I don't want to expose her to those women that are very much bullies. I don't know how else to say it, but they're bullies. They're awful. They're mean.
I don't know. I understand your situation. I just unfortunately think that, and it's easy for me to say, not, I mean, I live in Dallas, Texas, and I grew up here, but I think
that
it serves a better purpose to actually be honest and open with them and fuck what they think. Who cares? Why do you want to be friends or associate with people who don't accept your daughter anyway? You know,
well, I run some organizations like Book Benevolence. We give out free curriculum manipulatives to homeschool families that would not be able to afford the curriculum, like special needs families. We have a lot of special needs families that the school just drops the ball on, and then they have to homeschool. There's no other choice for them. And these people that donate to my organization are some of the bullies. But my thoughts are to protect my daughter and to help the families, to continue to help the families I've been helping for years. You know, when I moved to California or Virginia, then I won't have to worry about people like that. But my first priority is to protect my child. So saying that I donated the hair to Locks of Love and that's just a bad hairstyle I can get by with, You know, it's just not a safe environment for my daughter to come out as a transgender teenager. It is not safe for her.
I believe you completely, yeah.
It's Oklahoma. I mean, every single district, the last election, voted for McCain. Not one district voted for Obama. The hate groups are growing in my state by leaps and bounds. This has been a traditional racist state. It's not friendly to people of different genders or transgenders or gay people. You know, it's a horrible state to live in. You know, if you're not white and proud of being white, life is difficult for a person in Oklahoma.
I believe it completely. I do. Mm-hmm. I find that.
That's my thoughts. You know, he thinks he can straighten her out, but I mean, it's just gotten more and more severe just the last week. And I really think it stems from her trauma. Now, if her trauma causes this and this is the way she chooses to be or is the way she's wired now, I can accept that. But I am having problems myself adjusting to it because it changes the whole identity of who I thought I was raising.
Right. But that's not her fault.
No, and it's not a sexual identity issue. It's a gender identity issue. And I think a lot of people confuse gender and sexuality.
Absolutely.
They are not one and the same.
Right. Absolutely right. Yes. That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. And it's good that, but that's what I'm saying. First of all, how much longer is it before you move away or do you not know? Or?
Well, it's going to be months. I mean, he keeps on selling all these properties and, you know, he said, well, I'm going to sell this one house. And he did. And he made $90,000 on it. You know, and he has these other things. He's a broker. He's not just a real estate agent. He has his own thing. You know, and just, I think he thinks in his mind, this is my guesstimate, that he has to have X amount of dollars, he has to be to a certain level of wealth in order for us to be with him.
Gotcha.
Because he lost a lot in his divorce. Because, you know, California, the wife gets half or more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's not that long to wait then. So I guess, you know, if you can wait a few months and then actually move and then get her in a better position or a better place.
Yeah, like, where she's safe.
Yeah.
Now, California would be an ideal state to go to. It really would.
Very different pockets of California, like Orange County, et cetera, but it depends on where you go. You said you're going to Thousand Oaks, California, or that area?
Yeah, Westlake Village.
She'd probably be okay, or at least just, you know,
a lot better. I think she will. Well, anything's better than where we're at right now because, I mean, they're hateful here. And I've seen police officers pistol whip Hispanic males. There's these two guys in a parking lot, and the officers are shooting out their guns at their feet.
I believe you. I can.
You know, it's bad. The worst race riot happened in my city in the whole history of the country. And they say only 300 died when it was 3,000. They dumped the bodies in the Arkansas River. There's big burial plots, I guess it's a nice way to say it. You know, they bombed their houses from the skies. The oil companies have been traditionally Klan. That's a really big secret. My friend's writing a book on it. Should be interesting.
Amazing. That's horrible. Yeah. That's the country we live
in. But it's reality, and it still affects us today.
Well, of course, yeah.
So what do you do in your show here?
Well, my show typically is more political. I mean, Monday through Saturday or whatever, if I do a show every day, I usually do one every other day or so, but it's typically very political. So I talk about politics and rights of not just gay people, but gay people and minorities and you know, everybody, women as well. So everybody.
Well, there's a great opportunity with the Obama for America campaign. I'm not for certain if you're aware of it, where you can go to the battleground states if you're able to drive there, catch a bus there, the Democrat office of that local area in the battleground state will provide lodging for you.
Oh, really?
Like Florida, there's a big, big need to, I mean, can't tell you how critical Florida is. And this is incidentally what our fight was about, you know, because I got invited to campaign with my family. So
I don't think that's the thing, though. I mean, I understand. I think it's important that for that to happen. But talking to people and talk about Tea Partiers, there's so many of them in Florida. People, it's almost impossible to have an actual conversation because you really can't you can't argue with crazy. And I'm not saying they're all crazy, but a lot of them are. Seriously.
There is a subset that is very fanatical, and I think that's the majority of what we see about the Tea Party. But there's some people that are open to discussion, and it is possible. And from Obama for America campaign, if you are into supporting the president, you can get what's known as the dashboard. You can call from your home and do what's called a phone bank. Have you heard of the phone bank before?
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah.
Where people call in saying, Neil, hi, I'm Marilyn from the Obama for America campaign. Can we count on your vote for the president this year? Yeah. And it's that simple. It opens the door to a conversation. And I was amazed. I mean, honestly amazed at how many people in Florida were going to vote for Obama. I was calling the St. Petersburg area because I thought everybody would hang up on me because, right, I'm in Oklahoma. No one loves Obama at all. I mean, they all want to hang him up from a tree. There's a reason why he doesn't come to our state. You know, it's not safe for him either. So there's a couple of different opportunities, and I'm sure there is for the Republican campaign as well. But you can go to obamaforamerica.org and, you know, sign up, get the dashboard. You can do a phone bank, or you can actually go in person to the battleground states. There's 9 of them, you know, and campaign for Obama, if that's who you support.
Well, yeah.
Not wishing to be inflammatory. So.
Well, me, I mean, I'm the most liberal in America, hardly. I think so. No, that's great. I'll check that out for sure. Definitely will.
Yeah, but there's just some opportunities there, and that opportunity to go to the battleground states goes up to November, the day before the election. So, and they won't pay for transportation to the states, but if you get there, they'll take care of your lodging.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's a wonderful grassroots campaign, and I don't see that with Romney's campaign.
Oh, please, no. He doesn't have a campaign. He doesn't even know what he stands
for. That's true. That is so true. It's funny. I mean, he's the best candidate we could pick, you know.
Sad. It's really sad and embarrassing to me.
No, don't say it's sad. You know, just be grateful for it, you know, be grateful.
No,
had they picked Santorum, I think we would have been in trouble.
Even though...
No one can touch Santorum because he has a good background. He has a wonderful character.
To be crazy that this man, who even though he's a horrible candidate, could still win because there's
he's on the ballot, so yes, he could still win. And people should not be comfortable that he's not going to win. You need to get out there and vote. Vote whatever your conscience is.
Does it matter?
You know, if not, call your local office and say, "I want to drive people to the polls." If you have not registered, I think in Florida it's October 11th is the last day you can register to vote for the presidential campaign. Might be the 9th. It's in the earlier days of October.
Well, the problem is, though, is that, and, you know, this is not a reason not to vote, but, you know, the popular vote doesn't actually elect the president. It's the Electoral College. So.
I'm very well aware of that, but if people have that mentality, they won't get out there and vote.
But I know, but in Texas, I'm saying that every time I vote, every year I've ever voted, I voted for Democrats or whatever, and you know, it never matters because Texas always goes red, so it never matters.
Yeah, well, that's like Oklahoma, you know. But I'm to the point where I'm going to vote anyway. I'm going to vote, you know, even if it looks like a lost cause. If we just get one district that'll vote for Obama, I'll feel like we've won the whole state, you know, because last time we didn't get one district.
Right.
And there is a guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know if you've seen this on the national news, since we are such a red state. On his, I got to try not to laugh. On his roof, he has done the Obama 12 logo.
Oh.
You know, instead of a yard sign, he's created a roof sign, which is very near the airport, I might add. So, and it's legal for him to do that. He has to take it down within 12 days after the election, I believe.
Right.
I'm like, wow. I mean, he did this by hand. I mean, it looks wonderful, fabulous. But that took some balls for Oklahoma. For where I live, you put a sticker on your car, you'll get pulled over.
I do believe it. I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling me tonight. I appreciate you calling in. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I hope you'll call back some other time.
I enjoyed this, too. And do you come on every night, or are you sporadic?
Sporadic, but you can check. If you just follow my show, if you go to the...
Uh-huh.
name on there and follow my show. It'll tell you anytime I'm coming on the air. But I'll be back. I'm actually doing, I did an interview with Margaret Cho. I don't know if you know who she is.
Really? I love her. Well, I think she's so fabulous.
On Thursday on my show. So if you want to listen.
Coming this Thursday on your show?
This Thursday, yes. So if you want to listen to.
I'll have my daughter listen. Will it be somewhat PG-13 or?
Oh, no. It's Margaret Cho? No. And my show's never PG.
Yeah, I know. Just thought I would ask. But she's transgender, so.
It'll be okay.
I'll let my daughter listen. She's grown up enough.
That'd be great. I will see you or talk to you then.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me talk and talk to you, and I appreciated the reading.
You have a great day.
I just want to know what the secret is. Just want to know what the secret is. Wouldn't that drive you batty?
Would. It really would.
Okay, I'll get off now. I know you're wanting to go into your commercial or your next caller. I bet you have a ton of people.
Thank you for calling me, Angela.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, that was Angela. Angela, thank you for calling. It was great talking to you. I'm going to wrap up the show now. We're going to be back on – I'll definitely be back Thursday for the Margaret Cho show, I should say. And then I'll probably be back on Tuesday and Wednesday this week as well. So if you want to call in those days, feel free. I'll be talking more politics later in the week. And then Margaret Cho on Thursday. Don't miss that show. Also, check out my magazine, mootmagazine.com. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Look inside your tiny mind. And look a bit harder. Cause it's so uninspired. So sick and tired. Of all the hatred you harbor. So you say, it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Please don't stay inside.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.